Breslau State Baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
A baseball season can be long and arduous as players grind through the daily and weekly routine. Sometimes you need a chance to do something different. Tonight, the Stan State Warriors get that opportunity. Yes, they are still playing a baseball game, but tonight's exhibition game is against the Stockton Ports, the low-A affiliate of the Oakland A's. A chance to play against players who may make someday the show and to get a real-life understanding of the speed and power that exists at the professional level. It's a fun night of baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton. The Warriors and the Ports are coming up next.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices, where you can find new and quality-used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very special edition of Stanislaus State Baseball on Blue Chip Broadcasting. As tonight, the Stanislaus State Warriors are here in Stockton at beautiful Banner Island Ballpark as they will help the Stockton Ports kind of kick off the 2024 minor league season in an exhibition game, give the Ports, their fans, their staff, and everybody a chance to kind of work out the bugs after a long winter, and for Stanislaus State a chance to do something a little different tonight as the Warriors take on the Ports. These two teams played last year in an exhibition game. The Ports won it by a final score of 8-2. The game was a lot closer than that. It was a 4-2 ball game going to the bottom of the eighth inning before the Ports added four runs in the bottom of the eighth and finished off winning it by a final of, as we said, 8-2. And for Stanislaus, it's like deja vu all over again. We're here pretty much on the first Wednesday in April. The Warriors are in sixth place in conference play, just like last year, and they're ready to embark upon the April schedule that will mean something again. The Warriors will be at home this weekend against Pomona. You hear more about that from Gabby as she talks about what's going to happen this weekend later on in the broadcast. But for the Warriors, an opportunity to do what they did last year. Have some fun tonight. Get themselves in a mentally good place before they finish up with the final 16 games of the regular season. They are 13-17-1 on the season. They are 9-13 in conference. They've been playing much better as of late. They've won five of their last eight. And really, the pitching has been so much better. And as a result, the play has been so much better. For the Warriors tonight, the bats, it's a new experience. They get to use wooden bats. Wooden bats becoming a much more familiar part of summer ball throughout the country. And Coach Kenny will talk about that in his coaches show. But a chance to do something different. It was fun to sit at batting practice today and watch the guys just continue to hit the ball with the wooden bat and watch some guys pump it out of here as it is a live yard tonight. And so it'll be interesting to see how the Warriors do. Last year, they lost 8-2. They only managed two base hits in that ball game. One of them was of the infield variety. So, and the two guys that got the two hits, Baker and Leonasio, they're in the lineup again here today and an opportunity for them to try to continue on that. And for the most important part tonight is enjoy the moment. Really enjoy the experience of being in a professional ballpark to play against some guys that have already played at high levels at the Division I level and also may have a chance to play in the big leagues someday. For the Ports, they come in off a 50-82 record in 2023, a slight improvement off of last year, or from the 2022 season, excuse me. They have top prospects to watch, and right now they are predominantly all position players, and we will talk about them as they come up to bat throughout this. But one guy I think is going to be very interesting, number 8 prospect in the A's organization, is the shortstop Miles Naylor. If you're a baseball fan, especially a Cleveland Guardians fan, that last name is very familiar because both of his brothers, Bo and Josh, play for the Guardians. And so Miles is going to try to make the trek and make it a trifecta for the family and get three professional baseball players. For the Ports, they need to try to continue to improve from year to year. This has been a Ports team that has struggled recently. They have not played great in the last two or three years, and they're going to try to get better this year and play as a team. Minor league baseball is interesting because you play as a team, but it's about individuals because individual guys move up the ladder, not teams. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out for the Ports. Well, tonight's an opportunity for the Stan State Warriors to get a feel for what it's like to live the dream. For most of these Warrior players, playing professional baseball has been a dream since they first grab a bat and a glove. Though that will not be a reality for most of this group, they get a chance to see how they match up with a few of the top prospects in the A's system. Earlier, I sat down with Coach Kenny to get a feel for the approach his team will take and the great fun it will be for his team tonight. It's the Coach Kenny Show, sponsored by Crivelli's Shirts and More.
Well, these are great seats, guys. It's warmer than I thought today, though. Let me take my jacket off.
Hey, Dad, check it out. You're on the Jumbotron. Wait a minute. What are you wearing? Does that say, I love cats?
It was the only shirt I could find in the right color.
Dad, you should have gone to Crivelli's.
Come on down to Crivelli's Shirts and More, located at 310 East Main Street in downtown Turlock. They have the largest selection of local fan gear in the area and create custom shirts to order. They also do Letterman jackets for all the local schools. Crivelli's now has the second location for even larger orders at 2485 Acme Court in Turlock. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You can stop by or give them a call at 209-668-4127. Don't get caught without your gear.
Reg loves cats. Reg loves cats.
Oh, man, Reg, you're never going to live this down. Well, it's time for the Coach Kenny Show, brought to you by Crivelli Shirts and More, here with baseball coach Kenny Linazio. And Ken, a fun day. It's second year in a row we got a chance to do this. Talk to us a little bit about how this exhibition game with the Ports came about and what you're looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, this year they contact us a little bit later. I don't know if a team dropped out or what, but somewhere in February, and asked if we wanted to do it again. And I said, yeah, you know, definitely. I think it's a good experience for our guys.
Now, Ken, as you look at it, you know, it's one of those games, try to get guys in the game. We'll see a lot of pitchers here tonight. What do you hope in a long season this does?